DNA, just for today. Using our using dreams. July 17th. Do we fully accept the fact that our every attempt to stop using or to control our using failed? Basic text, page 19. The room is dark. Your forehead is bathed in cold sweat. Your heart is racing. You open your eyes, sure that you've just blown your clean time. You've had a using dream, and it was just like being there. The people, the places, the routine, the sick feeling in your stomach, everything. It takes a few moments to realize it was just a nightmare, that it didn't actually happen. Slowly, you settle down and return to sleep. The next morning is the time to examine what really happened the night before. You didn't use last night, but how close are you to using today? Do you have any illusions about your ability to control your using? Do you know, without a doubt, what would happen once you took the first drug? What stands between you and a real, live relapse? How strong is your program, your relationships with your sponsor, your home group, and your higher power? Using dreams don't necessarily indicate a hole in our program. For a drug addict, there's nothing more natural than to dream of using drugs. Some of us think of using dreams as gifts from our higher power, vividly reminding us of the insanity of active addiction and encouraging us to strengthen our recovery. Seen in that light, we can be grateful for using dreams. Frightening as they are, they can prove to be great blessings if we use them to reinforce our recovery. Just for today, I will examine my personal program. I will talk with my sponsor about what I find and seek ways to strengthen my recovery. From the book, N.A., Just for Today, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023, copyright 1991, by Narcotics Anonymous World Services, Inc.